Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 12 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's episode from Q&A 399 on YouTube, Dr. Morse has an array of topics: heartburn, heart disease, can't eat fruit, and anxiety and panic attacks. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Hello, my dear ones. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. This is cute. This is cute. Thanks for the letter too, sweetheart. Isn't that cute? Cute. Thank you so much for all your letters and your pictures and stuff. Life is beautiful. It also can be hideous and pretty negative. So you have to realize that within yourself, in creation, you have two sides to yourself. It's kind of like that movie, The Bad Son and the Good Son, you know. It's like you have those two sides that you can identify with. They're not you, and yet they are totally you. Because as one, that you is consciousness. Consciousness divides itself into duality to express itself in form. Easy to understand when you understand that that which creates all cannot be in form, which would be a limitation, and nothing limited can form the unlimited. Only the unlimited can form the unlimited and the limited. And it's kind of a thing on that, but understanding you're part of the unlimited, and it's tough because the mind can't grasp that sometimes. To after you have the experiences, then the mind can kind of settle in a little bit, but you have to be careful with that. All right. So much going on. A lot of people are getting their remedy. We just had a call. Yeah, that's okay. Oh, that's all right. Come on in. No? Okay. Would you hit that little red button then, and then we'll turn it back on. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Thumbs up. Good job. Thank you. Always cases. But I try to share as much with you as I can. Here's an example. We just got a call from a lady whose son, now I don't know the age, he has not spoken, and I don't know. I get the impression this young man is 4 or more years old. I don't know where that's coming from. But since December 4th, and what is today? December 20th, 21st, on Heal All Tea and Diet Only, this young man's talking. He hasn't talked, and he's talking. Ooh, wow. Wow. That's pretty good. You know, my sister had a, and I can't remember whether it was diagnosed Bell's or cerebral, but she had this young lad, he's probably 11 years old, come in her herb shop. Now, she's a naturopath, too, and she had this big herb shop, huge herb shop, huge. Biggest one I've ever seen. And it wasn't 2 weeks to a month. No Bell's palsy or cerebral. I can't remember which one it was. Gone. Like, what? So when you see things like that, particularly in that Bell's palsy thing, I'm my guess is parasitic, but you know, I don't know. You just never know. You never know when you have things that swell that impede or block the flow of anything else. Good example, and a lot of you might have felt that, is when your lymph swells up in your back, you can get numbness in your fingers. When you get hardened shoulders, you start feeling numbness in your hands and stuff. I mean, this is just the lymph as it swells, because it'll impress upon the nerve flow. Hopefully the problem with that is the lymph vessels piggyback the vascular system in a lot of times. And so you wonder, you know, the swelling of that system could then impede or block blood flow at times. So all of that's concernful, you know, very concernful, you know. But I thought that's a good testimony, quite interesting. She's got another child, I heard, who was autistic, and so that's pretty good. You know, when you start seeing, you're pulling your children out of these sad places, it's exciting. And exciting because then you can take that and you know that you can get into your children and regenerate them as you can yourself. Don't forget to regenerate mother or father. So, you know, this is good stuff. I tell you, it's so important that we teach the world how to take care of the kids, isn't it? You have to look at the kids from our perspective and look all over the world, and it is sad. I mean, it's just such a sad thing. I looked at Syria and all those orphan kids. It's just, it's cry material. Whew. But it's karmic, and it's like, wow. Whew. So, when you think God is all love, think again. Now, what do we got here? Alrighty, this is Pavel. Message, you the man. Thanks, man. I was wondering if there is a connection between long-term heartburn and heart disease. All right. What would be your connection to heartburn? If there was, what connection would that be? What could link, there's a couple things, that could link the stomach to the heart? Think about it. All right. So think about it. What is right in the stomach solar plexus area? Your second brain, your autonomic nerve brain. So when you, what side of chemistry, first let's establish what side of chemistry causes heartburn. That's easy, right? Acids. That's why you're always looking for something that's alkaline to put out the fire. Alkaline is like water on the fire, you know? And when you have a fire you can't put out with water, what do you get? Lipids. Okay, and that's what your body is doing with acidosis, using lipids. That's why your lymphatic system is a lipid cholesterol-based system. And you begin to realize the importance of fatty acids and lipids in the body. Vital. In this system that is the main immune system and the gigantic sewer system of the human body. Can't forget the sewer system and anything you do. So, the link can be neurological, in the sense that you could have heart arrhythmias with inflammation or acidosis of the stomach. All right, would be the second link. What system in the human body deals with the acid side of chemistry? The lymphatic system. So when your lymphatic system is backed up interstitially, that's in the wall around the cells, it's going to be backed up where? In the heart tissue as well. You back up one place, you're backing up in all places because this is a system. Now, you know, you could go years and years and years without knowing you have a problem. Lifetimes sometimes families build and build the lymph systems, but you're looking now at chronic levels of problems, and this is a whole different level of thinking. You know, in pharmaceutical worlds, when people were in the acute and maybe subacute levels, oh, they thought these were wonder drugs. Now that people are in the chronic degenerative levels, they kill you. It's terrible. And man doesn't, not awake enough to see that. The mind just keeps going down that same road. It's a habit. The mind just keeps going down the same road. It's like the FDA. They can't see the harm that they're involved in. They can't see that. They're closed. But this is the level. And one has to understand, even though you see me bitching a lot about those things and the elections and stuff, I don't care. I'm a God man. I don't really care one little bit. But you get tied into the beautiful souls on this planet and the bodies and all that that this is, the experience of creation. And I'm thinking the blowback to God on that. So there's two ways that you can look at that, both neurological effective and lymphatically effective, and that's a big deal. Absolutely could. The more I get in tune with my body, the more I can feel my insides. Yeah, now this is a good point, my dear one. Absolutely can. Matter of fact, I got so what I call body conscious, I had to redo myself and not feel my body. I started to feel outside and into the universes and within, because I could feel my blood moving. I could feel my blood moving at one time, and I said, I can't do this. It's too intense. And I can see why there's levels of unconsciousness in creation. Things can get too intense. And so I can see why there's buffers and things like that. So yeah, I'm starting to think the acids from my stomach, however, made their way into my arteries. Well, I mean, now you might bring up a good interesting point here. There might be some seepage, though I would find that the design of that not good, and that would be a God thing there. So, because whether there's a seepage back into the blood of acids or of proteins. You know, this is the problem, is the absorption of proteins. We do know that the body can absorb proteins. I mean, we see the process where proteins are broken down into peptides and polys and then into the aminos. Get that. But whether we call amino acids proteins in the body or not, that's one thing. And I see that tendency with the medical community. But the proteins are always the problem. If you look at 3/4 of the medical diagnosis, proteins are involved in the problem. Whether they recognize that as good or bad, and then they recommend high protein diets. So you can see a lot of oxymorons involved there, because it isn't a conscious modality. We have to be a conscious modality where we're awake and aware, because we use botanicals, we use tools of nature, but we're aware enough to where we can feel whether that's going to be good for you or not. We're much more awake in that way. And of course, in the workings of the human body. When you're educated through the mind, you're only educated through people and their past experiences in the body, right or wrong, people's ideas. Some part of education needs to be expansive to where the individual starts to explore the unknown, or what you might think is the unknown, on their own. You know, the answers of the universes are not in books. These are people's ideas of the answers of the universe. I just can't make sense of it yet. Though lungs, through lungs, well, you have to understand, you're producing acids at every cell level there is in your body. So you could just name every tissue you've got in your body, man. Because everywhere you're daily, if not constantly, eliminating acids from the use of ATP, ADP, AMP, you know, all that carbon breaks into, all that nitrogen, all these different levels of chemistry and their jobs have, like nitric oxide, things that are very, very, very toxic. Notice there won't be, I thought that was funny, notice there won't be any wetty rip this year for Christmas, because the plant that makes nitric oxide that they use to spray, I mean to squirt, blew up. And that oil pulling for sure. It's either pulling or creating more mucus. I haven't described which. Through esophagus itself, by simply moving through the cells, they say it's referred pain. Oh, quit it. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about. It's possible that it's referred pain in the sense that if you've ever had gas at a level that you have chest pains with the gas, then you'll know what that is. And I saw that a lot in the ER. I had it myself at times when I'd combine my foods wrong. I've seen it in the ER all the time. They come in with chest pains thinking it's a heart attack, and it's really gas. So those are the two things you have to look at there. But you're right in so many ways of your thinking in terms of the connection of this. I've also thought, I want another thing you want to think about too here. Where did your heart come from in the embryonic stages? When you're the embryo, you know that when the cell opened up and now you've got a tadpole, head and trunk, right? Where did your heart come from? The embryonic tail, right? All right, what is the embryonic tail in the fetus? The GI tract. So, mid descending colon is where the heart came off. And you can have spasticity from a genetic heart weakness there. You can, it affects the colon too. You can have a weakness at that area, have spasticity because you ate proteins or something that inflamed or irritated that part of that weakness, and felt chest pains from it. There's another link. So everything is symbiotic related. I mean, it's just all one. So when you begin to look at it that way, it helps. Yeah, but good observation, guys. Some good observation. They say it's referred pain, and that can be like referred gas and stuff like that, but still represents a problem. And the problem is the acid reflux. And you know, get a picture of your eyes and see if you have some genetics in the heart, and keep moving on the lymph system and opening that doorway. You want to get out of this acid reflux anyway. So there's three kinds of acid reflux, right? Remember that? All right, so what's the first one? The first one is true acid reflux. And that simply means that you ate protein and your neutralizer of the protein, you don't have enough. And that is tends to be bicarbonate. Because remember, you know, when you're down into hydrochloric acid in the stomach, you're down at a little below 2 pH. You've got to get that 2 pH back up to 7, 7.5, maybe 8, before thymotrypsin and trypsin actually works. So, which is the finishing of the peptide amino acid chain. So, there's a huge bump in pH that has to take place from the stomach to the duodenal within a few inches. Interesting. So, we're not a high protein species because of that. That's just one little factor, one little bitty factor. That dumping proteins and creating such a low pH and having to turn around. And when you constantly do that, it's one thing to do that once in a while, you're not going to properly get the proteins broken down. If in fact then a more complete protein structure is absorbed, then it then would become a free radical. That would be then make it a foreign protein big time. Not to mention that proteins from various foods are not meant for the human and they're as classified as foreign. Dairy proteins, we talked about that in the last video or two. So, but the burning under left armpit, the burning under left armpit, right below left clavicle and left trap and kidney just tells me, oh yeah. No. If you're burning under here, no. That just right there tells you that that's a lymph system, stagnation of the lymph system. So your first acid reflux is a weakness within the pancreatic duct or pancreas itself. And these weaknesses, of course, occur when the body becomes too acidic. And this could have been in your downline or your upline way back to Aunt Hilda. You know, Aunt Hilda ate too much meat, hurt herself before she got pregnant, and boom, 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 everything starts escalating down that road. Yeah. So you got to fix that sort of thing. What would be the second acid reflux? This is even worse still. That's going to be systemic, and that's going to be what might be your case, and that would be lymphatic stagnation, interstitial lymphatic stagnation or constipation, meaning you're not filtering in the kidneys, your cellular waste, your metabolitic waste, your acid waste are not being removed through the kidney system, the skin, and therefore retention of acids interstitially is happening, which is creating what you simply call a systemic acidosis. You feel the burn. That's the worst one because that burn is how you break down cells and create what they call cancer cells or the atrophy of a cell. The burning up of a cell, basically. And it's in areas because, especially in your genetic weak areas, they've just taken off and created a whole ridiculous thing about this, and huge moneymaker cancer is. Huge. And it sure does keep the population down real good. But, and then what's the third one? Sulfur. For you guys that push sulfur. You get sulfur built up interstitially in the gut wall and you get bloaty, gassy. It's a very unpleasant life. So good takes on those things. So what are you going to do about all that, man? You're going to detox your body. You're going to get your kidneys filtering. You're going to get your lymph moving because you're feeling burn under here and under the lymph nodes here. Ooh, not good. You know, when you feel burning, you're on fire, and you are basically on fire. Well, which side of chemistry creates that? Acids. Remember, there's only two sides of chemistry. How simple. We make such a deal about such little things, and yet such little things can be devastating. Interesting. All right, this is Karen, C-A-R-I-N, interesting, not Karen. Hi, I have read Dr. Morse's book. I wanted to try the fruit detox, but I cannot eat fruit. Wow, I never heard of that. I have seen people that are so acidic that fruit even sets them off. I have seen that. Is that what you're talking about? She's 54, and I went through menopause at 48. Okay, so guess what's wrong with this lady right off? What does that tell you? She should have had enough eggs to take her right into her 50s, right? And she stopped menstruating at 48. Can you give me an idea where that problem might be in this lady? Pituitary, more than likely. And more than likely, when you fix her up, she'll start menstruating again. It's impossible. Whether she likes that or not. I cannot eat any sugar whatsoever or I have hot flashes. Well, the problem is, sweetheart, that everything's sugar. And you have to have sugar. Because if you don't have sugar, you'll die, basically. Sugar is in the form of simple sugar first, and that's essential. So you shouldn't get upset with fruit because fruit is simple sugar. It's not complex sugar. Fructose, glucose, simple sugar of vegetables, basically, and then the galactose, the simple sugar of milks. So you have to have sugar. It comes with the food you have to have, right? But you have to blow through this. You could use antispasmodics for the hot flashes while you're fixing your body. You know, you can use herbs to help you control certain symptoms while you're fixing it. Because to not eat the fruit is going to bring you down to vegetables, but that's sugar too. Now, they're not as aggressive sugars because they lack the astringent value in the vegetables. The aggressiveness of fruits is not the sugars, it's the astringents in things. There's other chemistry in fruits and vegetables, guys, than just sugars and proteins and stuff like amino acids and stuff. So we just seem to blame just certain things. We now are, the humans are into blame games. It's like, anybody just stand up and live your life and it is what it is. You do this, you get that response, okay, go a different direction. But I would change that outlook, get an antispasmodic for the hot flashes, or put yourself on the female reproductive form, but I'll tell you where you're getting it from, pituitary. And that pituitary is probably sitting down on your thyroid and parathyroid giving you the hot flashes. And if you got cramping pain and things like that, then the parathyroid could be down as well. See how that works, ladies? So, and again, the ovaries are controlled by the pituitary, so a good chance. So you'd look at yourself, are you a tall lady or a short lady? You know, all these sort of things to help correlate that. But get a picture of your eyes and right there, you see it or don't see it. I do not have hot flashes if I do not eat sugar. I eat two bites of fruit and I feel like I'm going to die. Oh my God, I get severe hot flashes. Wow. Well then, how about green drinks? If you can cut down and get to the green drinks, and maybe the type of fruit you're having, maybe come down to bananas or something that doesn't have such a quick draw and a pull on you. I don't like eating anything sweet at all. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What do I do? Well, you have to go down to green drinks first. You have to go make green drinks, so you have to use parsley and maybe dandelion, whatever you can out of that. I'd get some alfalfa in there as well. Alfalfa, as green as you can get it. And use whatever fruit that you can tolerate. You know, not the same meal, but try to have a breakfast of bananas or something that's lower in sugars, sort of thing. Just see what kind of fruit you can have. What about grapefruit and the more stringent fruit? Lemons. Does your body respond to lemons or that? Again, this is all astringent in nature, and some of that might have to deal neurologically with your stomach. But I'd go on an herbal protocol, you got it. I mean, if you can't have the fruit, then I'd go down to the green drinks, go on an herbal protocol, and start moving myself up toward where I can have fruit again. At the same time, I'm going after my pituitary. I'm going to look at the thyroid, parathyroid gland, and I'm going to look at my female reproductive areas. I'm going to go on the female reproductive formula. At the same time, I'm going after my kidneys, my adrenals. I'm going after my lymphatic system. I'm going after my GI tract. See, don't just treat your symptom. Go after your body as a whole, because if you treat your symptom, you only half-ass it. And that's not what you want. You want life feeling good and healthy again. So you might have to back down a little bit, do the green drinks for a while, get away from eating vegetables, do green drinks, and then push it up with whatever fruit you can. At the same time, you know, I'm going to put myself on a detox program. I could use the antispasmodic for the hot flashes while I'm half going right after that thyroid, parathyroid. I'm going after the pituitary gland. I'm going to turn these babies back on. That's what I'd be doing with you if I'm going after your case. I don't like anything sweet. How can I do this detox program if I don't? You work on it. You work at it like anything else. You work at it. Want to eat fruit, Karen? Yeah, you work at it, sweetheart. But you got to get past this, because that's a problem. So you want to get past that. But I submit to you, your parathyroid, thyroid, pituitary are down. And of course, to have those down, the adrenals and kidney matrix has to be down. You can't bring tissue down in the body unless you deal acidically. You just, the alkaline side of chemistry doesn't bring the body down like that. The acid side of chemistry does. All right, let's see. Filtering but no improvement. Ooh, that's not good. Hi, dear Dr. Morris, this is the second time writing. My name is Alicia, and I live in New Zealand. My first letter to you started that I suffer extreme anxiety and panic attacks. I also felt my health was going downhill really fast. After watching pretty much all of your videos, I decided I needed to jump on board and head towards Wellville. I found a beautiful, lovely lady on YouTube named Brightly Kelly. Wow. And she said she got her specialist through you. After talking with her, I ordered your herbs and went on fruit. It's been 2 weeks and I woke up this morning to filtering kidneys. Good. Was so happy I almost cried. My question is, how long will it be until I see an improvement in my anxiety, because it hasn't gotten better at all? Well, that's not coming from your kidneys, but it is coming from what's on top of them, the adrenal glands. So I'll be working on my adrenal glands. If your blood pressure is real low, honey, then I'm on an adrenal herbal hitchhike licorice route. Bring that blood pressure up. That brings neurotransmitters up and everything like that. So that's where I would be going with the anxiety type. You could use a glandular hitchhike, a 200 milligram glandular with that, just to hit those adrenals really hard. At the same time, I'm going after fungus in my body. I'm deparasiting myself, all right? Because believe me, fungus can have some emotional issues tied to that. It deals with the adrenals, the sugars, you know, all of that. So you could go after that as well. Upper circuit brain and nerve might be another good one for you. Might be another really good one. So you could try those, but I'd go full bore detox. You know, get everything moving. Because you want to do this, you want to regenerate yourself. Unless you have no money, you want to try to edge and get as much done as you can while you're doing it. Because you're going to feel so much better and get down the road, and you're going to learn a lot and wake up and go, yeah, you know what, I did it, and I know, and balance yourself out or figure how you're going to wiggle that way. Mm-hmm. The list below is what I ordered off your Australian website. I also noticed that the Pure Adrenal 400 and Pure Parathyroid were made in New Zealand, absolutely, and were in different bottles that yours are in. I don't know. That's not our company. It's probably Rohan's company. It's not our company. Would this make a difference? If it's the same company, just different labels, shouldn't be. They are white bottled capsules with professional formulas written on it, but the rest are all your beautiful things. Pure Adrenal 400 caps, Pure Parathyroid caps, bone and connective tissue support, stomach and bowels number one, kidney and bladder number one, lymphatic system number one, endocrine balance, brain and nervous, oh good deal, healthy circulation, oh good deal. Okay. Alright, so I like what you got here. I like what you got here. I would be moving here after these 400 adrenal, you do the 400 adrenal bottle, go down to the 200, then also at the same time add an herbal adrenal. So now you're not hitting the electricity of the adrenals too hard. So with the glandulars, it's electrical, and it could, you know, you could reach saturation. So this will bump them up. You've got the herbs coming in and really doing their lovely thing. So, and then you're coming down on the glandular. I think it's a good plan there. And then if you're real low, again, hitchhike licorice root to the adrenal formula. But you want to focus on the kidneys and lymphatic system big time. The GI tract, you did good there. Bone and connective, good job. I would say this. Get a picture of your eyes and see, honey, if you've got a pituitary problem. Because if you don't see any help with the parathyroid gland, there might be a pituitary sitting down on that. That's the only thing that we have to kind of go, let's look at that. But once you understand that pretty well, you've got pretty much it down. Because there's not too many little quirks knowing the human body like that. But when you have a controlling agent, then you have to look at that agent when some of its subsidiaries are down. When these are finished, would I order some different ones? Well, here's the one thing I don't see in this, and that's why I like the first kit first, because I don't see a liver gallbladder. I don't see your parasite MRG. You know, I can just tell you that it's always good to deworm yourself right off. It's always good to, in the first roll that you're moving down, in your detoxification, it's a good thing to deworm and defungal yourself. You know, it just is. So that would be what I would add to this. And the liver gallbladder formula is a formula that, because everybody's got problems in these areas to some degree. So the liver gallbladder formula touches the gallbladder, the liver, the pancreas, and the skin. So you got one formula that can reach and touch other parts. How beautiful. But that's the neat thing about some of these formulas. You know, their ability to help other tissues involved. Good stuff. But that is the only thing I could see here that I would add to that. As I picked it up, it just depends what your eyes look like and everything else with that. I like two kidney formulas at least. One lymphatic for a while, and then I like to kick it up to a lymph node formula as well. Here is about bad food and good food list. This is Marius. Hello there. Hello. Hello, my dear one. My name is Maris TV from Dublin, Ireland. Mo Maggie. I keep thinking of Maggie. Margie. She's a RN naturopath. She might have got her MD, but I don't know. She's been a good friend for a lot of years. I haven't talked to her in so many years, but she used to come over here and come to my classes from Ireland. And her husband, Sean, he's a naturopath. I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but one day she called me up from Ireland. She says, I get it. I see these kidney problems everywhere. I get it. Good folk. I think I got a little Irish in me. Don't know. I am vegan from 10 years, all pretty good now, and love animals, good deal. I do have lots of fruits, vegetables, seeds. What I want to know is, one, which vegetable food, raw, dry, are bad from vegetables? Well, I'm going to say that I think when you get in your veggies, I think the cruciferous is the hardest on humans. That's your broccoli, cauliflowers, and stuff like that. I love them. But they're your sulfur ones, and they can tear you up the most, particularly if you have sulfur involvement. But when you start looking at kales and the heavily fibered vegetables, those are not going to be the ones good for you. Because we don't have the GI tracts and the stomachs, multiple stomachs, to deal with the fiber like that. And we don't have grinding teeth. We don't grind like cows and horses and elephants. We don't grind like that. So we're not really vegetable eaters. Now, vegetable fruits, like your cucumbers and avocados and things like that, that'd be good. But we need the more fibrous, the more difficult to digest for humans, even if you have good digestion. But with that said, I still see omnivores eating grasses. I mean, if you look at this, grizzly bears' diet is 65% sage grass. And they have a shorter, less involved GI tract than we do. I find it amazing. Now, I've watched dogs eat grass to invoke a bowel movement or a throwing up to get rid of something they ate that was toxic. But, and I when you see bears chewing on grass, it's amazing to me that a bears can digest grass like that. I don't know if a bear grinds or chews. I haven't watched a bear eat. It's possible. Because you have to be able to grind that cellulose down. If you are eating vegetables, I'd recommend you super chew. You just chew. You remember 150 chews, 100 chews per bite. Digest here partly. You know, you start digesting in your mouth when you're in the carbohydrate world. Think about that. And so you have an alkaline digestive mouth, but then you hit the stomach. If you have a protein with that, your protein doesn't do anything in the mouth, but when it hits the stomach, then you invoke your hydrochloric acid and pepsin. Well, that then neutralizes your mouth alkaline digestive enzymes. So now, you see how all that is? Then you get back to the duodenal, and then that neutralizes, hopefully, your it is just that acid base, that ionization, that back and forth all the time. Number two, which carbohydrate foods are good? Well, carbohydrate, you just asked me that question. You asked me about vegetables. That's carbohydrates. You're asking me now about starch. You asked me about carbohydrates are good. Bread, grains, oats, potatoes, that's starch. Those are carbohydrates, but they're starch. Your vegetables are carbohydrates. Your fruits are carbohydrates. Yeah. A lot of people get that confused, and they're thinking starch or carbohydrates are all bad. No. I don't recommend any starch, only for cheats. And I like potatoes, that for sure, country guy. Breads, grains, stuff like that, most of these things are all acid-forming, including oats. These are all acid-forming. I don't recommend these foods at all, really. So these are cheat foods, and I don't put them on a list to at all. Particularly grains, breads, oats, things like that. Raw potatoes are pretty good, you know. If you cook them, you really bring the starch. If you keep potatoes raw, you'll taste more of the carbohydrate side, the less sugar side. When you cook them, then you make complex starch. Beans, chickpeas, well, those aren't carbohydrates. Excuse me, beans are proteins. Chickpeas, green peas, red, green lentils, quinoa, which is alkaline, etc., etc. You know what? I don't recommend any of those foods whatsoever, believe it or not. I don't recommend any of those foods. Only as cheat foods. These are not good foods. They're not foods. Grains are what kind of food is a grain? When you study the grains, these are dormant foods, right? They have enzyme inhibitors, high phytic acid. All these things are antagonistic to calcium, antagonistic to a lot of things, antagonistic to digestion. Beans are full of sulfur, gassy, bloaty stuff. I mean, there's nothing healthy about these. These are dead foods. They're non-electrical foods. And we are electrical beings. So if you're eating non-electrical foods, that's how you feel. Pretty non-electrical. And I like electrical, you know. So I don't recommend them. Like I say, they're cheat foods, but I dare hate to put the word foods on them, because that would give you an indication that they're foods. I don't believe some of these are really, you know, they're edible, and people eat them, but hard on the body for sure. Number three, what about genetically modified vegetables? Are good or bad for us? What would you think? You wouldn't have to ask me that one, my dear friend. There's no way I'm going to think genetically modifying anything is better. I think Monsanto needs to spend some time behind Gray Bar Hotel for the things they've done. Yep, I'm an advocate of karma, you know, coming back on the people that create this, that wake up things. You got to wake up and know that this is karma back at you. That's the problem. A lot of karma comes back at you. You don't know you created that. That's the only thing that's until you have the spiritual people start showing you what that is, a man doesn't open that doorway too much. Don't want to know that what I'm experiencing I created. But that really needs to be part of a curriculum always, is to understand cause and effect, and that everything falls into that. So what you experience is you created. Hard to see that sometimes when you can't see the past. What it genetically modified. Please excuse my English. I don't care. I don't think there's any good English anyway. We argued about that sometimes, you know. My grandmother was a teacher. But she taught all the grades. She drove the bus, picked up the students, taught grades 1 through 12, and then drove them back home in the bus. That's probably early 1900s, I'd think. By 1920, I'd guess. She was born early 1900s. But, yeah, good questions in the way, because it lets me talk about these things and stuff. Because a lot of people have come to think that beans and all these dried foods and things like this are good for you, and that's just not true. Plus, acid forming. I mean, millet and quinoa is supposed to be more base forming, but doesn't matter, starch. And then, of course, everything breaks down to acids anyway, and then you have complex sugar, which will break down into acids. So it's just that sort of thing. Stay with the simple carbohydrates, which is your vegetables, you know, and your fruits and your berries and your melons. Oh, testimonial. I love testimonials. Well, can you believe that? That kid, I don't know how old he is, but she says he's talking like a toddler, but he's still talking. And it's like, so he's older than a toddler. So it's like, oh my God, he has never talked? Or it's like, what? So I'm going to tell you, 2 weeks on the Hill All Tea and the diet. That was it. I tell you something, amazing. Tell me God isn't working with us, huh? Cool stuff, man. I feel sorry for your parents and all your children that went through the pharmaceuticals, you know, the vaccines and stuff, and what you have to put up with now. Sad stuff. And then the poor child itself, you know, that soul experiencing these things. It's just sickening. Doesn't have to exist anymore. We can make a difference. We can stop this insanity and teach this world a higher level of understanding, of healing and love and camaraderie. I mean, this election in America was just devastating. You really got to see the fixed states of consciousness and what people were willing to fight over and stuff. And it's like, can you excuse me? You know, it's amazing. So man has to wake up a little bit and start realizing freedom and individuality. You know, sometimes you get sucked down. We've talked about this. Think about what makes America so great for people that want to come here. There's two words, freedom and individuality. You get to be yourself, and you have freedom to go out and make a living and with no one with a club over your head, right? The problem is that the current administration is not of that thinking. Socialism is not of that thinking. You've got to realize what socialism is. France is a socialistic country. It's not an individual freedom country like America is. So they gained control of our government and then brought us down toward the socialistic open border. So I don't think Ms. Merkel is real happy this morning about the idea of open borders. I'm sure there's a lot of Germans right now not real happy about the concept of open borders. There's been 800,000 poor refugees. You know, this is the United Nations need to deal with this in the proper way. So she let in over 800,000, and roughly it's been determined that 2% of any of that is going to be terrorists. So she's allowed 16,000 terrorists in her country. So this is a sad thing, and we're learning. But this is how you learn in states of consciousness. Remember, no one's really hurt, and everybody really died. You're talking about states of consciousness. You're looking at the spiritual side of things. But it also reflects the... And not that everything isn't spiritual, but it also reflects the things you have to do. And so this world hasn't learned things like that. There's a way to have brotherly love and everything else much differently than that. So it's just, you know, we have to bring in the spiritual understanding of life and stuff and get rid of the dictators, stuff like that. These guys are on their way out anyway. They're not going to be able to stay with this consciousness moving like it is. People are demanding their freedom and their rights. They've tasted it. You know, it's just that there's so much power and control out there in this planet. And that's a sad thing when you see people's lives destroyed with that power and control. And it's very much in America. So hopefully we'll see less of that now. We'll see. But no matter who's involved, remember who the creator is always. And things are just how they are. You can't really make, you can make a difference, but you can't make a difference. It's going to have its way no matter what. So the best way is just to be a divine channel for that. And whatever it wants, it gets. And you stay free from that. Because the hate and the fighting and the anger, unreal. So we see we got to change all that. Because that just locks us deeper in creation. You get locked deeper in the very world that's causing you pain and suffering. And to let yourself go of that, you can't care. We couldn't care about the outcome of the election here. Just have to understand who's running and for what purposes. You have to understand what different states of consciousness can yield. You know, and to be careful with some of that. If you want to increase and open up and have a better planet, if you want to keep it a warring planet, you can keep doing the same thing that man's continually doing, and it will continue to be a warring planet. But I think things are on the upswing, don't you guys? Yeah, I think so. Please let Dr. Morris know that he was the one influence that turned my life around. Oh, wow. Wow, thank you. Love to you, man. Who is this? Hello, Wellville team. Oh, this is Lisa Jansen. Thanks, Lisa. Love you. Thank you. I followed his protocol to heal my body of fibromyalgia and endometriosis. 3 months of fruits, berries, and melons regenerated my cells. I can channel my higher self. Yeah! Woohoo! Oh, this girl's good. And my spiritual growth and ascension has skyrocketed. Yes. Yes, my dear. Isn't that fun? Oh, I got chills up my back. Woohoo! That's cool. Let's see, this is what it's about. You open up your heart and love and the divine, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's either that or you're opinionated and you're fighting and you're saying how bad others are and all that, and what kind of life is that? It's a miserable, unhappy life. And it locks you deeper in here, so you can't ever get out. And it's like, you think the flowers are beautiful on this planet and in this dimension? In the inner worlds, they emanate colors, flash beautiful. They look like gemstones almost, crystal flowers. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you some of the beauties that exist. Be well worth it. Well worth it. This is a beautiful planet. Somewhat. Oh, wait till you see the beauty that exists. This is more like the ashcan. Pitch will call it that. A lot of spiritual masters have names for this level. I got mine. But I still see the beauty everywhere. But some of these inner worlds, God, guys, are just emanating jewels, colors, beauty. I can't even tell you. There's no words. Only your artists can paint some of that beauty that you see and experience and bring it to this world. Eckhart Tolle had some incredible art rooms in their seminars. Just incredible. You'd get a buzz just looking at it. Whoa. Like a mandala, you know. He's like, whoa. That's pretty cool. That's what I'm hoping for us. That you guys start getting, pulling these experiences that you're having down and painting them and showing the inhabitants of this level what they can experience outside of this level. And you can make this level beautiful too. Oh man, Lisa, good stuff, honey. Does Dr. Morris know that the multidimensional spiritual beings from the future include the Palladians say the exact same thing as Dr. Morris? Honey, we're all God people, man. You know, God people say the same things. Just differently sometimes, you know, but basically saying the same thing. Buddha, Jesus, come on. These guys all said the same things, just a little differently. Take a look at what they're saying. Enoch, all these people, and that was way before Jesus. Enoch was for the Christians. So take a look at all that. I mean, it isn't hard to figure all that out. You know, when you're sitting in the woods meditating your Nebu in a camper van, Volkswagen camper van, you read a lot, you look a lot. I'm used to jigsaw puzzles, so I like to overview and put everything where it should go so you can see how it fits. Then you understand. Because right now, man doesn't understand. He's working in pieces and trying to get pieces together. That's the mind. Works in pieces. Tries to put them together, but consciousness is the whole and knows right where everything goes. See, that's awareness. That's your awareness. Non-physical. That's you. You're just using this physical form, remember? Oh, this is good. Oh yeah, I'm very aware of that. I have, if spirits have the same protocol, then you can't go wrong. See? You know, there's just different levels, sweetheart. There's just different levels of understanding, depending on what heaven, I'll use that word heavens, because their dimensions or whatever words, they use the word heavens. Planes, states of consciousness. There's just all things that donate these different realms. Realms of another thing that's been used to donate the different frequency, major frequency shifts from the physical to the astral. The different embodiments are involved in that. These are like majorly different worlds. Like this physical world has all the planets and the galaxies and the dark galaxies, whatever that is, you know, and all of that. But then when you leave the more formed world for the lesser formed world, because you're becoming more to the God consciousness, things become less formed, more conscious. Hard to describe this. There's form up to through the causal worlds, but then you become more spherical and more light. You know, you're formless, but still have awareness. Hard to describe until you've had out-of-body experiences and have these experiences. But you can understand that somewhat in the mind because you actually come from these formless worlds and are here now. So that's in you. So you can understand that, believe it or not. And if I can reach in and wake that up in you, you got your way home, baby. At least as high as you want to go. So good stuff here, guys. Good stuff. I have one question. I have no pain. I feel amazing, but I would like to know if the gland blend would help with my spiritual path. Possible. In the sense of opening up the pineal. You know, you want to open this up, right? And the pineal gland is the third eye, the tissue till, as it's called. And, you know, getting that healthy would be a good thing. So upper circuit brain and nerve is always good. And just, you know, just letting yourself open up. You know, open up. Like poor Joshua being frozen stiff. He's opening himself up. His body's beginning to open up and move now. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's cool stuff. You guys are so beautiful. And you're just opening your worlds up. And this is very important for your future experiences. Yeah. Please, please, please pass this on to him. Ah, thanks, Tim. He should know that K-R-Y-O-N, Kyron Metatron, and all ascended masters suggest this way of living with the herbs. I knew Dr. Morris was the real deal. Ah, thanks, honey. The truth. 100% love it all, yo. Peace, gratitude, and much love. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, honey. Yeah, well, you know, at a certain point, you aspire to become a master. And you might go through some priestcrafts and some priesthood stuff, but, you know, the journey is on. You go through mastership, and then you become a master's master, and then you can become either one of the silent ones, way showers that travel through the universes and assist it in keeping things in harmony and balance. And that's what we're doing here, coming into these areas and lifting it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that way it can continue to grow, work out those things that doesn't work, you know, increase its ability to experience, increase its strength, increase its volume. I mean, think about it. Good stuff. It's lunchtime. So I better go before I get involved in another one. But I shall return and finish up today. I'm going to be recording most of the day. That's pretty good. I apologize that I haven't been able to. I've been just so busy, guys. But this whole week, I'm going to try to do a video every day for you. Matter of fact, maybe I should close this one off and keep it short. I mean, I've only talked to a couple of you. And then come back and do another one. Start off. And maybe he can start getting this one up. You want to do that? All right, so I'll do that. It's not a very long one. This one isn't a very long one. But let me do that. And then I'll come back and we'll start another video. All right. Love you guys. So, done so well. I'm proud of so many of you guys. Don't let the negative trolls and stuff like that ever get to you. Who cares? You know, they're suffering. They're not happy. Or they would come and say, hey, guys, oh, this is beautiful. No. So they're trolls. They're just not happy. They'll get happy one day. But we want to keep our site beautiful and happy and loving because we're influencing the whole world, planet, and not just this planet. If you guys only knew the levels you're influencing, it's not just this level. Think about it. You don't just have a physical body, do you? Mm-mm. So you're growing where? In your emotional body, you're growing in your mental bodies, you're growing on all levels. So you're becoming bigger and more brilliant on all levels.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, Dr. Morse's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morse to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On the next episode from Q&A 222 on YouTube, Dr. Morse will discuss sugar metabolism, infrared sauna, and ADHD. So, until then, stay happy and come back soon.